from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Steiny, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, this guy signed the contract.
You're a grown-ass man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You have a good weekend, Guru?
I did, Steiny. I did. Saturday was a bad day in the Johnson household. I'll save that for the gripe. I need your help and intervention, you and Evan. And outside of that, I had a peaceful Saturday. Bronny ruined it. After the 2-for-9 debacle Saturday, going out there to see him. I wanted to see
why?
Him.
Why? He was 2-for... He stinks.
And his knee was bothering him.
Huh?
Shout out to Bonte. You got Benny, your nephew. Spadoni and I, courts.
He's not my nephew.
He's in the hood.
He's the kid of a guy I happen to work with.
All your nieces or nephews in the hood. Come on, baby. Yeah. Went in to see Sane. He was doing the call with, stayed in there a little bit, with Sane and Dana. Said hello to them and RC Davis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he said, what's up to you?
Okay. We got a, what's our guy, Atlanta Day? I went to see Bay FC soccer team on Saturday, the women's soccer team.
What if I told you?
At PayPal.
I knew that because somebody took a picture and you didn't know, tweeted at me, your back's turned, walking to your seat, says, Constantine gave me the cold shoulder. Come to find out, you didn't even know, the dude didn't even speak to you.
You showed me a picture
of
me walking at PayPal Park, back, you know, with my back to the camera,
yeah.
Somebody who took a picture of me.
And ripped you.
I didn't even talk to anybody.
Yeah, though. He said you gave him the cold shoulder. At Niner Fan on Twitter. Call in.
Please.
But dude, is that scary? People taking a quick pic of you and you're not. Jordan wouldn't have survived.
Yes and no.
If the phones was around.
Yeah, I just assume every time I'm out, something like that's possible.
I'll let Evan.
I mean, look at my girl from Beltville, Tennessee, or wherever she's from.
You probably asked him if the dynasty was over.
Dude, who'd you go with? That seemed like a
great
outing.
About 10. My family, a couple other families. It was fun. A lot of fun.
PayPal Stadium.
PayPal Park, I believe it is. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
That's dope.
That's an incredible facility.
Damn.
That is great. PayPal Park is unbelievable. Let's listen to Steve Kerr on Klay Thompson's departure. This is courtesy of ESPN.
When the season starts next year, it's going to be really weird. And I know we're all going to have that date circled when he comes back to Chase. And that will be one of the strangest, most emotional nights of all of our careers.
Interesting.
Normally I eat that stuff up.
How come you're not eating this up?
Because if it was all that, he'd still be in a Warrior uniform, so save it.
He didn't want to be here.
Wow.
It's mutual. Parting of the ways.
You just hit me with that.
Parting of the ways.
Let me get you a one.
Mutual parting of the ways. More Steph Kerr, more Steve Kerr, rather, talking about Klay Thompson.
I just want to say thank you to Klay Thompson for 13 incredible years, 10 of which, you know, I was there for. What he did for the team, the organization, for the Bay Area, for me personally, the relationship that we had, all the incredible success, but more importantly, the just going through it all together has been so meaningful and so amazing. And we're going to miss Klay. You know, we wish him the best. These things rarely go like you want, where you get to draw it up and execute it and everybody goes out together. We were hoping that could happen, but it didn't. And, you know, we wish Klay well, but we love him and we'll miss him. And, Klay, if you're watching, thank you for everything.
Yeah, thanks, Klay. Guy could shoot it. Guy could shoot it. Hey, let me ask you, if you're like Guru, okay, and, you
that's
know, you
the
just,
way you said
you just
that.
Think that Steph Curry, whatever he says goes. Hey, Steph, what? If I'm Steph Curry, I'm saying extend me this summer. Should you do that? Steph says, extend me this summer. You have to do everything Steph says, right?
I'm not.
Or we pass that now.
Your man has some pull. I'm just telling you, Steiny. The man needs some help, or this is going to look like Kobe's last years with the Lakers when he was just. That's what you don't want.
Well, that's always what happens. Like, the last years are always painful. Who's my favorite player?
Bird.
How did that end for me?
Well, he broke down.
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't matter how it ends. It'll always end.
But you would have felt better had you watched them kind of, you know, get beat and pass the baton. His injuries robbed him of whoever, the Pistons or whoever. You know what I mean? You would have felt better about Bird's ending, knowing it was basketball, to where, okay, game passed you by, you got older, tip your cap, youngsters are in. He got robbed.
Well, let me tell you what Red Auerbach wouldn't have done.
Red.
Hey, you know what? Larry's 33, but I still think we should build around him and pay him as much as we possibly can.
Well, let me tell you what Red would have also done. Got the PG-13 deal done.
Now, he would have been smart enough to hang up the phone on that. See, that's why Red Auerbach was Red Auerbach. Ain't no sentimentality in business. Grow up! Grow up!
You ain't talking to me.
Oh, I'm talking to everybody. Alexander's in Chicago. He wants to talk about the new look Warriors. I'm here for it.
Hey, guys. What's going on, guys?
Talk to us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad for you all to have me on the show, man. I love it. I'm loving the show so far, man. Listen, man, I think, you know, love Klay Thompson and everything he's brought and everything he's done. I'm going to always love him. You know, but I'm ready to kind of talk about the future. And you know what, guys? I like this Courtney Post guy, man. I think he has a lot of upside to his career with him being a 7-footer, and he has a history of shooting threes. And you know, I watched some of his highlights, and the kid looked like he can move. He looked like he's very active. You know what I'm saying? And I just really hope that the Warriors don't really stunt his growth by making him play for the G League team all season. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, just give the kid the time that he needs. And I think it needs to be a case scenario where he's really thrown to the wolves. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, hey, welcome to the big league. Eat your beans and rice. Do your squats. Stay in the weight room because you're getting ready to bang with Joel Embiid. Like, you're getting ready to bang, you know, with some of the best leaders, some of the best centers in the league. Man, and especially if we don't get the Lauri Markkanen thing to go through. I mean, I see this kid as another potential Lauri Markkanen in the future with his upside. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of looking forward to seeing him this past Saturday play in the California Classic. You know, we couldn't get a good look at him, you know. But I just really think, man, that the Warriors should really hone in on this guy, because the last thing I want to see is another lineup where Draymond Green is pulling the five. especially, you know, if we have bigs available. You know, we got Trey Jackson Davis at the 6'9" position. You know what I'm saying? We have, you know, Draymond Green himself and a Quinn Post at a 7-footer. We have a 7-footer. So let's do the work with him. Let's develop him. You know what I'm saying? Let's get him the work that he needs to have so that we can be successful. I just want to hear you all's perspective on this kid, man, and him coming in and his upside, man. I think it could be really good for the Warriors in the future.
Go ahead, Goo.
No, you go, yeah.
No, go ahead, Goo. No. Tell us.
I'm going to go ahead.
How far till we start thinking about him as a Hall of Famer?
I am drained from the James Wiseman big man thing with the Warriors, Donnie. I have nothing. I'm rooting for Post to ball out in the post. But until we see it, I have nothing. But God bless that man from the Shy. He wants to see him. He thinks he sees something. He's a Warrior. I do think he'll start out. He got a chance to make the roster?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
He was hurt, so he didn't play in the yesterday, Saturday, this weekend.
I mean, I would take a little bit of an issue of saying guys don't develop in the G League. I mean, that's where Jordan Poole took his game to another level.
Yep.
For sure.
Moody. Well, he kept getting ran down there. He didn't sulk.
Well, this guy's a second round.
No,
he's going to be lucky.
I like the size. I'm going to leave it there.
I mean, we're talking about a second. A pick.
No, we're talking about his size, Stan. That's all.
Right.
He's tall. Hey, kid, I'm trying to look at you.
I mean.
Yeah, my guy wants to see him. He called us. Hey, hopefully you get your wish.
Can we just acknowledge that if we're talking about wanting to throw Quentin Post to the Wolves, that the dynasty's over? We at least acknowledge that.
I get it.
No, just acknowledge that. If we throw Quentin Post.
But what if he had what they thought Wiseman had at the 52nd pick?
Well, Wiseman.
Hey. You want me to quit talking about it? It gets worse by the day.
Hey,
because he could be your future. This would be what, his 4th, 5th season? Oh,
it
my
still
God.
Is.
With Jordan Poole?
You want
the skeletons in the closet. I won't open the door.
No.
But
I just
as
don't.
This thing ends and ages, it's like, wow.
Like,
okay.
when you think of the Warriors' second round pick, like, what are you mad at? That Wiseman stunk? Or that there weren't too many great players at the top of that draft anyway.
No, I'm mad that he had limited footage, and I'm a fan, so I bought in. I was all in. I'm mad he didn't pan out, and I'm not shocked that he panned out. And I double back to why I was even excited. But to your point, and I know we do this, I'm gonna just throw it out there: LaMelo Ball and Tyrese Halliburton in Warrior jerseys would make this feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, and if the Warriors had drafted Kobe Bryant instead of Todd Fuller, they probably would have had a better 5-year run after that.
He wouldn't have played for us, though.
Who?
Kobe.
Who knows? Hey, everybody loves the Bay Area. I'm 925. Nobody's hating on QP.
Oh, my God, how can we? We got high size.
I got to see him. I got to be able to pick him out of a police lineup first.
I was hoping he was on the plane this weekend, man. Summer League, Stoney, about to fire up tonight.
I'm sorry,
it's
what?
It's a party.
Yeah, exactly. You're all about a party, not about serious basketball.
Please, man.
Oh, boy. 925, Wiseman didn't play high school or college. Post is proven. Listen, I have no idea if Brandon, Quentin Post
you thought he
is
was a
good
brother,
or not.
Yeah.
I have no idea. He might be. I
just know that 235.
Yeah, and I just know that if you look at every 50 whatever pick, they're tough to hit on. Doesn't mean it never happens. And even when it does happen, you're usually not getting a superstar. You're getting a nice role player, which nobody would scoff at. Man. Boy. Come on, Goo.
What, man? I'm letting it all out. I've been more critical of this team, and I'm not trying to be, but it's natural, and it comes out, and it sounds how it sounds, but I'm hurt, shocked, and afraid of the future. Future is next season. I'm not into the books. I'm not into the 2027 will be. I mean, that's good, and I get you. You got to run it, but I'm worried about right now the Steph Curry
right.
and. This cannot be a repeat of the Warriors this last play. I think that's why we get a lot of callers throwing eggs at the playoffs and how it was kind of boring. It wasn't the same. It was, yeah, because we didn't have a horse in the race.
Because you weren't good enough.
That hurts. Well, technically you were.
Whatever you want to believe, Goo.
If Dre doesn't go WWE, we're in awe.
Well, this is and this
not
is
the play-in. We're in the awe.
Well, this is the thing that's to me preposterous. Is you use that argument all the time. Hey, if Draymond Green would have played, we would have won 52 games. Okay, then why are you mad that the Warriors have approached the offseason like maybe they do think they were a 50-win team with Draymond, and they've now upgraded their backcourt depth?
I don't think losing Chris Paul and Klay Thompson and bringing in Melton, Slo-Mo, and who else am I missing
Buddy
is
Hill.
An upgrade. That's just me. And that's not me wearing my Warrior underwear to bed.
Well, let me tell you, they weren't better than Klay Thompson 6 years ago. But they might be better than he is now, for the Warriors anyway, I think. 888-957-9570. Don't forget, Warriors Summit tonight is at Fremont Bank. It starts at 4 o'clock in Fremont. If you want to watch it, it'll all be on the YouTube. You can check us out there, and Willard will be moderating, and I guess you'll see all six faces on the YouTube chat. So if you want to check it out, you're going for
back to back standing over. Steiny. Remember that happened?
It's not the first time.
Oh boy.
Well, technically, that standing O was for something that didn't come to fruition, right?
I don't even know what I said.
Chris Draymond will be traded. You bring that material today, you'd get another standing up. Boy.
Stay hot.
Yeah, Steiny. You got a playbook over there. You start out slow. I watch you at these summits. I know you're a gist.
I feel like people don't understand that the Warriors, like, do you understand just naturally, not talking about any player, that where the Warriors are right now puts them in a position of extreme disadvantage. Like, just where they are right now, the age of their players, the salaries those players are making, and that one of the reasons you're operating from a disadvantage is because you had so much success over the last 10 or 12 years. Like, one thing leads to another. You had 10 years, 12 years of success. The price to pay for that is being in a disadvantageous position. And so because you're in a disadvantageous position, you're behind the eight ball. And there's no elixir that can just be put on this or be drunk and things get better. Like, the reason they're in this spot is because they have four rings.
But also, hey, if you're asking me, hell yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's judge them accordingly.
Yeah, but add everything. You add everything. You let one guy run roughshod on your whole organization. So they're to blame for where they're at. This is not just getting older. Stuff has popped off here more now in other cities, and they never check one guy, and this is the price you pay for that.
Guess what?
So this is where they're at.
You're late to the party.
Which, what party?
This party. You're going to say it now when he's been here 12 years? But everything was fine for 8.
Well,
I'm just saying,
pull the file, Steiny. The last transgression was just last season where he got suspended. So, again, this is not just basketball, watching guys get old. Okay, you can accept it. But when you watch everything that was done and has happened, you're just kind of like, man, how could this happen? Who could allow this to go on? And he got rewarded.
It's such a small part of this in my mind. Like, yeah, could you have made a better decision there? Yes. But it doesn't stop the other two guys from getting older. It doesn't. It doesn't stop the fact that You're right. You didn't get anything from Wiseman. It doesn't change the fact that Kuminga's still not ready.
You didn't get anything for Jordan Poole trade.
Hey. Yeah, they did. They got cap relief. They ended up getting more financial flexibility.
What number does he wear?
Who?
Cap relief. Like, that means nothing to me unless you do something. Make something happen.
Well, they can't. They can't. That's
so
the
I'm
point.
Not going to celebrate it. But they missed on Chris Paul. They got nothing to show for it, and they were trying to get something to show for it. Maybe Bob Myers would have pulled something off. Who knows?
It was an impossible job. Like, it's an impossible job. Joe's in Walnut Creek. What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Joe. Doing good.
So just, all right. Hey, real quick, you're kind of right and you're kind of wrong when you say the Warriors are handicapped by these contracts. So, yeah, the old guys' contracts are not amazing, but every single one of the new contracts they've signed is a 1 or a 2 year contract.
Exactly.
And they're all super easy to offload. So the Warriors don't got to be desperate and sell the farm for marketing, because who's going to be the next superstar that's disgruntled? Whoever that's going to be, they are set up to be able to make a move with all of these contracts. So they're in a way better position than they were last year.
Exactly.
Their team maybe is marginally better, maybe, or the same. But everything else, they're way better. It's just, I don't know, maybe their team's better, maybe not.
You know what? Exactly. And that's what I tried to make a point of. Is whether you're talking like all these guys, Melton, Payton, Anderson, Heald, Looney, Kuminga, Moody, they're all making like good solid money that can be moved. And so.
But there's got to be a guy out there.
There might be.
When you need him, but there might not be.
So what do you do in the meantime?
You play ball and
you
try to win.
That's what they're doing.
That's what they tried to do, trying to facilitate a trade with the Clippers. They struck out. And who's to say they're not in on marketing?
Nobody's not to say that. But who's to say it has to be marketing or bust?
Well, that's
who the hell is he?
Well, I'm just saying, what are you dreaming?
Who are
the players you're dreaming about in that caller?
Well, it might be somebody at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but that ain't helping me sleep, but it's helping you two sleep. Like, down the road. Okay, who's the guy then?
We might not know the guy until December.
Okay, right. Well, okay.
What?
No, I'm just saying that's not tomorrow.
You're unrealistic. I mean, you can't just snap your finger and like get six players
well,
and change
got
everything.
One if you would have been willing,
well, that's
to,
what
according
you,
to who you
that's
believe
what
with Paul
you
George.
Think.
Yeah.
We don't know
no, it's
that.
What I know. They tried.
You don't
they didn't
know
get
that.
Them. They tried and they didn't get
it. But you
them.
Don't know what they did or didn't include.
Well, you
who
were
knows?
Saying according to who you read.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what they were
but
willing.
But we know they struck out. If that's what we know, it wasn't done. You can't run from that. I see you trying
they
to
struck out.
Yeah, they didn't get him.
Okay.
So were they trying to get him?
Well, they struck it. So did they strike out on LeBron
did
James?
Did they try to get Paul George?
Just answer me this. Did they strike out on LeBron James
when
at
you
the
answer
trade deadline?
My question.
No, they didn't strike out on Paul George.
Well, then I'm not even going to entertain the
because
LeBron
there may
one.
Never have been a deal that would have been agreed to. We gotcha. Don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know
you're
that there was even
that
a deal.
Because they were all in on a guy that you weren't all in
okay,
on.
So you, okay.
And they were going for immediate help. And you said it. You've been honest. You said you wouldn't do it. They tried to get Paul George.
Do you believe that there's a chance that a deal did not exist for Paul George? Because I think there was a deal that did not exist for Paul George. I believe that the Los Angeles Clippers, at the end of the day, were never going to trade him to the Warriors. I believe that's a possibility.
Okay, and I hear you. I believe there was a criteria that needed to be met, and Kuminga was part of it, and they didn't want to get off of Kuminga.
Okay, if Steve Ballmer 2 days from now says, we were never trading Paul George to the Warriors. Why would we deal with the Warriors who are in our conference?
And I would come do what I did Wednesday saying, mad at myself, Steinie. Why would I even think Ballmer would do that? But when I heard reports from people we respect saying that the Warriors weren't willing to offer Kuminga, then I understand you weren't all the way in.
Goo,
you weren't desperate.
Goo, why do you believe that they weren't willing to put Kuminga in there?
Because Ramona Shelbourne wrote it, and I heard
and Tim Kawakami says they did.
Okay, but I'm telling you why I believe it. I'm going what Ramona said.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And I'm not saying she's wrong,
right.
But like clearly nobody knows.
No, my point.
Nobody knows.
And that's why I'm saying to you, you're not wrong, but it's a possibility maybe they weren't willing to give up Kuminga. So you weren't all in.
Okay, what if the Clippers said, we don't want Kuminga?
Gotcha.
Which they may have.
And if that comes out, I'll say just what, okay. I'll echo what you said.
So we don't know if they struck out.
I'll give you that. Technically, I'll give you that.
I mean, we got to go.
I got a gripe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, what? The Warriors dynasty's over and you're so sad dumb. About
this
it?
This is personal.
With me?
No. Oh, okay. Mia.
Oh. Don't
wow.
Don't do that, Gil. Do not do
it. I need you and Evan's real opinion. No, I'm not we're at the cafeteria on this one.
Hey, Evan.
Yeah.
He's doing a gripe on Mia.
Don't
I'm
bring
out.
Me into this.
I'm out.
Look at my no guy, factor. Curry's. Look at you, Curry's.
I'm absolutely no factor if you're going to take shots at family. On 95.7 The Game.
Guru, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is mystery.
Pregnant with this next take, I want to get off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Take your criticism of Mike Dunleavy and shove it.
Who is that to?
You.
What did I say?
He,
dude,
you may not know this, first GM ever to orchestrate a six-team trade. You know how smart you have to be to do that?
Well, he went
apparently
to Duke.
You don't.
He went to
because
Duke.
It's never happened before. Kudos,
Mike.
Kudos to Mike Dunleavy for not pushing the panic button and thinking this team is a player away.
Shout out
so
Mike
far.
D. That's your
baby,
old buddy. Mike D.
You know, Goo,
I know.
And we have Guru's gripes coming up momentarily.
Oh boy.
I don't pretend to be buddies with any player. I
feel like you've been holding on to this. What are you insinuating? It was me with Rio?
No, it's that I don't presume that I'm buddies with
these
guys.
Well, that's your guy, your friend. You went to school.
With who?
The Padres guy. Remember he was the former GM of the Padres. Mike D.
World B3. Oh, my God. I'm talking about Mike Dunleavy, not Mike D.
Oh, no, I was having fun playing off Mike D to the
right. I rooted against him. I wasn't a big fan of him.
Finchie?
No, Evan, I'll tell you on the ride.
Yeah. Chris Paul the second.
Jesus, you just ruined my bit.
I didn't get it.
I was going too
far. Okay, somebody in there hit the sounder of Goo. Guru's Gripes.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I will, Steph.
Be careful.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
September 20th, 2003. That was the day I wedded Mia Brown, who is now Mia Johnson.
Oh, God.
So we are coming up on 21 years. She's from the Valley, home in Sac. And as you guys know, it's been a heat wave. 111, 108, 105, 104.
I'm so worried.
And the Johnsons have been doing great. But Saturday was the hottest it had been. My daughter, Milan, and I in the house alone. And I've told you guys, I've shared it with you. The only thing my wife and I fight over is the AC. It has to be 70. I'm an East Bay kid. Steiny, it got so ugly in the household. Mia took the whole AC unit off and put it in her purse and drove off. And she went and ran an errand. And my daughter's sweating and I'm sweating like, what's wrong? And we both go to the control panel and it's off the wall. My
Michael
wife
Jackson.
Took the, I'm gonna give you a four. She took the whole unit and she felt so ashamed as I called her. You bring the unit back. We're sweating, Steiny. I wanted to call the cops, but I just PSA to spouses. You can play around and joke, but that you can't do. It was the 45 worst minutes of my daughter and I's life, Steiny. The house was an inferno, and there was nothing that could be said, but did she really do that to prove her point? And Steiny, when I called, I think she thought about it like I did too much. And when she came back, I didn't let her in. You stay out there in the heat for what you've done to my daughter and myself. She thought it was funny, but Steiny, when I eventually opened the door, she was like, you know what? that was a bad prank. Who takes the unit off the wall? Study, but for so 45 glad. Minutes to an hour, we're in heat. We almost didn't make it. And if there was a number I could call to report Mia, I would. But
okay.
Just tell me
okay.
that wasn't cool.
I'm so glad you said it was a prank.
Yeah, it was. Well,
that's a good prank. I think it's a good prank.
Not for your daughter or husband.
You guys are healthy.
Hey, cool. What was it? Was an hour.
That's a great prank. That's a pretty good prank, E.
For 45 minutes being in 110, nah, man,
and
I'm
my
out.
My daughter's sweating. She's got to get ready for work, so she was mad. I said, I'll be mad for both of us. But the look on Mia's face when she said, you know what, I did too much, it was guilt. But, Steiny, if you don't have AC, you ain't living.
We don't have AC in our house.
Well, you're in the East, man. You need a sweater at 6 o'clock. Steiny, it was so uncomfortable. The game, I wanted to turn everything off because the TV was just, the heat was coming off it. I feel better now.
I like a good prank.
Unless it's AC Green, you can't keep it on the bench. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a four.
It's not bad.
Steiny, I'm helping her out. It really wasn't a prank. It was about she didn't want the air ran, and I wanted it 70. Steiny, man.
Mia, just keep maintaining it was a prank and everything's fine.
Dude, hey, but I left her. I wouldn't let her in. That was the other part. I was like, yeah. So I could talk to her with the little button, Steiny. Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, do any of you guys know off the top of your head? That's a good one, though, Goo.
Well, you side with me like you always do.
Yeah, it was harmless. I mean, look at it this way. You both lost probably 2 or 3 pounds.
Oh, we lost more than that. We lost more than that. But
hey,
go ahead.
Has anybody seen, is it new, the podcast with Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes, and Clay?
Smoke.
And Clay.
Oh, why? Is he on there?
That's from a while ago.
Is it? Oh, okay. Because that's been showing up on my feed. And God, Clay was terrific on that podcast.
What did you learn?
What did I teach?
Like, what stood out the most
about Clay?
Clay Thompson.
Just the kind of things that are important to him. Yeah, he talked a lot about just growing up watching the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq and how appreciative he was. And he was talking about how he didn't realize his dad was such a big deal till he was like 11, and Kobe would just come up and talk to Michael Thompson, and Clay was like, oh my God, my dad must be really, you know, he didn't know how great of a player his dad was.
Number one pick.
Yeah.
Joining Willard and Dibbs at 3.
Yeah, good call.
That's a point, man. I want to hear.
That's a great.
Because he's disappointed, you know, not being able to watch his son play with the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But people keep throwing eggs at the Lakers if Clay didn't want to play there. He is on record of saying he felt like the Lakers would have been reminiscent of Golden State, but the Warriors would have had to play ball with the Lakers and take back Russell to allow that to happen. But everybody, like, you know, everybody right now, I don't know if you know, Stoney, the streets are saying the Lakers are a mess.
I didn't realize that's what the... No. Are they more of a mess than the Warriors?
No, hell nah.
Warriors aren't a mess.
There's a Batman and Robin in L.A. I still think highly of them. Who's the Robin here?
I don't know.
Till we got an Alfred.
Wiggins was good enough for you last. See, this is the other thing. The same guy saying Wiggins is their second best player 2 years ago.
I saw something in his eyes.
Yeah, you saw nothing.
That was my hardest L of 24.
Hardest?
That the biggest.
It's just your latest.
Please. You've
been having a tough
I just took a couple
off-season.
Laps. Ramos, been having a tough an all-star?
Who?
Ramos.
Who?
An all-star.
Ramon Ramos?
Elliot Ramos for the Giants. I told you, he was one of the three that
you liked Montos more than him at the beginning of the year.
I didn't know if you were going to remember. I'm fighting for my life. Dude, we're 3 hours away, 2 hours from the summit.
We're 2 hours away from being
rooftop,
2 hours away.
Rooftop, baby. Yeah, shades. We'll be outside. Shades will be on.
Do you know that?
It's a rooftop.
It's going to be 109 in Fremont, though.
Nah, not that hot.
It might be.
Yep.
You're
passing Norm. You're more than on your way back. Stop in.
Yeah, I got to pop home first. But,
yeah.
I got stuff to
check in.
I got stuff too. Michael Thompson. 3 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs.
You think, we know how his son feels. His daddy knows everything. Think he'll take a shot at the Warriors in a professional manner about how they handled his son.
I'm in a mood now. Who cares?
Who cares? I'm going to be glued to that 3 o'clock.
Every player gets disrespected at some point.
Wow.
Nothing to see here, Goo. Nothing. This is what happens.
And that is not true. Well, Jerry Rice in Montana ended up elsewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. But let me guess, and this is different.
You are the definition of a piece of work.
I just try to keep it real. Keep it a hundy.
Is that Grandy in there? You did a great job over the weekend, over the vacation. We got some young guns.
We do.
I get
which means that Steve Kerr would never put him into a game on 95. So let's see if I got a read here.
He's got no choice now.
What's coming up next? Oh, yeah. Hey, what's coming up next? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You reap what you sow, brother.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.